Hello, welcome to episode 10 of the Peace of Mind Makers podcast. I'm welcoming back Alex and AJ as my special guests today. So thank you very, very much.
Hello.
Appreciate you.
Thank you so much for having us back again.
I know, I'm excited.
Of course. We just have so much to talk about. We couldn't contain it to one topic. So here we are again. So last episode we covered the kind of foundation, and that was like one of the first things that we had tackled in our mentorship program, which I also give all the details for in that episode. So you guys should go check it out if you have not listened to that yet. Highly recommend. And it kind of bridges into this topic as well, because one of the things we talked about was a result of this foundation and these habits that you can build will help you build confidence and trust in yourself, which helps you build stronger intuition. And that is super important for today's conversation, which is the concept of distinguishing validation from confirmation. And this was like one of the last things that we focused on after the 4-month mentorship, which I think is worth mentioning. It's not just like an overnight thing. This was 4 months of intentional growth and application of a lot of self-awareness and personal awareness, which is the title of the previous episode. So, my first question for you guys was, did you always have this concept in mind from the beginning of that framework? Or was it a specific message that came through as a result of this like long growth process?
Super good question. Can I dive in?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so really good question. And it very much could be like, you know, anyone could have that answer to be one or the other. But for us specifically, it was fully embodying the practices over our own growth journey. So fully embodying everything that we are teaching to others. And then as a result, in our own personal growth journey, this came up. From that point, without us even really mentioning it to anybody, without even teaching it or putting it in our program or anything like that, it was a reoccurring theme that was happening amongst all of our clients. So it was one of those things that it had to be mentioned. Kind of like what we were talking about, I think, in the last podcast of how boundaries kept coming up, and then we knew we needed to add boundaries to our program. This is exactly the same thing, where so many people were going through a similar like discernment game of, am I looking for external validation? Am I looking for someone to tell me what to do? Am I outsourcing the intuition that I just naturally have? Or am I like, I don't want to say looking for confirmation, but am I receiving confirmation as an affirmation of something that I already intuitively know? And literally it just kept coming up and kept coming up and kept coming up. And we were just like, this is something that's super important and actually needs to be differentiated between for ourselves and for other people as well.
Yeah, I think just to add to that, beautifully said, by the way.
Thank you.
just to add to that, I feel like asking for validation is seeking out, where confirmation or affirmation is seeking in. Whereas if you are, deep. when you start embodying the confirmation, like when you start embodying practices, you start to develop a bit of confidence and you start to develop a little bit of self-motivation. Thus, it increases the confidence, which then increases the alignment. So the alignment now starts to go from a super wide focus to a super narrow focus, because you're starting to feel more aligned with what you're doing. Thus equals confirmation. So you're no longer are seeking outward, you're seeking inward, because you trust what you're doing because you feel so aligned.
Yeah, I totally agree. It's like I had a couple of different ways of thinking about this when I was trying to come up with these questions. And I can't always come back to like the foundation and like kind of like a building. But I also had like an idea of like a roadmap and like directions, but I think directions work for either one. So like whether you have like a more linear focused, like timeline focused way of thinking about like yourself, or if you're more like a past, present, future selves all kind of building upon each other, which could possibly
be another episode.
Exactly. So I kind of like that. And it works along with like the pillars of the foundation from the first episode too, that like the confirmation that you get is like part of the direction that you already have, you know, for what you want to build yourself into, is that like, you just need to know like how to read the directions, and that if you're going to seek out any external thing, it shouldn't be validation that what you're doing is like right or pleasing other people.
Right or wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, totally. It's just guidance that you are like, you know, it's guidance. It's not like
yeah, validation. Like a little pat on the bum being like, yes, yes.
You are on the right track.
It's almost, so I have a super cool analogy playing off of what you just said. But before I say that, it's kind of like you already know. And the fact that you are receiving this confirmation is just another way to like affirm exactly what you're already doing. So it's this weird kind of like, am I allowed to curse on here? It's kind of a mind fuck, honestly. But what I was going to say is, going off of the GPS and the directions that you were just saying, you know, when you're driving somewhere, you know where you're going, but sometimes you just turn the GPS on just in case, and you probably don't even need it. Maybe the GPS, you know, the Siri sound isn't even on, but you have it there just in case you need, you know, just
a reminder.
Yeah, a reminder. Exactly. That's like confirmation. That's like being affirmed by, you know, maybe people who have come before you, or a mentor, or someone who you fully trust, whether it's in your field or in your life, or someone you look up to. That's what that's like. When you're driving somewhere and you have literally no idea where you're going, and you put that GPS on it, it is your holy grail. That's like confirmation. That's like validation. I'm confusing everything. That's like validation, because you're literally leaning on that GPS. You're leaning on that person's opinion, almost as if it's like a crutch. Like if you don't have that, you can't proceed. You can't move forward. So knowing exactly where you want to go and having your decision and your mind made up of the next best move for you in your life, and then having someone or something, maybe a sign from the universe, some sort of external confirmation, is like a little pat on the back being like, yeah, this is exactly what you need to be doing.
You're following the directions that you
got it.
Have already set in place, you know, before you set off in this direction. Mm-hmm. Direction works on so many levels, but literally.
So that's kind of the way I look at it. And I think that's a super cool analogy.
Yeah, it's a really good image to paint for yourself.
Yeah. And I think it also brings up like the point that, you know, there are things, you know, whether you want to think of yourself in linear time or not, it's kind of how we are experiencing it. So like, there's going to be things that are going to be kind of down the road that are going to give you that confirmation, but you're not there yet. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that you are not going in the right direction, or that you don't already have that next step already listed for you, and you're going to get there. And, you know, that's just a result of what has gotten us to this point, and what we're not sure of, what lies ahead, becomes known through just trusting that the universe will give us that confirmation as we get to that next turn in the road, or when we're ready for maybe like that next building block, if you're going off of the foundation and kind of building yourself up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I like what you said there, though.
I want to poke in too. You can go first.
Yeah, just a simple touch point, but I like what you said there in regards to like setting yourself up, because when you feel that intuitive nudge and you feel like, oh, that feels good, I'm going to lean into that a bit more, I'm going to continue doing said thing, whatever that may be, that's kind of like your future self giving you that pat on the back and like, this is the way you got to go. You're doing the right thing. Keep going, keep pushing yourself, because when you get those gut feelings or that intuition telling you yes, or maybe even it's a no, maybe it's like, don't go that way or don't do that. And you're like, I don't know what it is, but something just doesn't feel right. That's you maybe 6 months from now, 10 months from now, 12 years from now saying, don't do this because you're going to derail your success, or don't do this because you're going to derail said thing. Or again, on the flip side, it's the positive reinforcement where it's like, keep leaning into this, keep leaning into this. And the more you trust it, the more you keep going, you are eventually going to become that version of yourself in the future, which again is a complete mind.
We talked about this on Mindset Monday. You heard the conversation. Me and Aaron literally on Mindset Monday, you're like, I think this needs to be another podcast topic. That's going to go so down the rabbit hole, but I think
we need another month to plan for that one.
I feel like I need to like become a monk in the next month in order to fully understand that. But I completely agree with that. And the other thing I wanted to say before I forget my little goldfish memory, the thing that feels so good and so natural about confirmation/affirmation is we don't actually look for it. I think that's another main difference. When we are seeking validation from someone to tell us what's best for us, we're physically looking for it.
Energetically, everything.
Confirmation just happens. That's why synchronicities are so cool, because it's like, I was not expecting this. I was not expecting to like receive this sign. I was not expecting to meet this person, whatever, because you're already so in line with what you're doing. You're already on the right path, that it's like this little surprise that comes up and just pops into your life. And that's why it feels so natural, and why receiving validation or even seeking validation can very often feel very yucky. Like it feels heavy almost, because even if you think it's the right thing to do in the moment, your soul knows that you already have all of the answers. So I think that that's a really amazing way of looking at it as well, and why it honestly feels so natural, because it literally comes to you naturally.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I feel like that kind of like yucky feeling or that heavy feeling can manifest as you feeling like literally stuck, and because you just don't have awareness of what it is that you're even moving toward or putting your energy toward, and you're like expecting somebody to just give you that without you actually moving toward anything or putting your energy toward what really matters to you. So I feel like the best way to get unstuck is to, you know, go back to those foundation things.
Yeah, and absolutely.
Revisit that and make sure you're in alignment with what actually matters to you in your environment. That really helps.
It's easy. It's really easy to get caught up in the distraction. It's really easy to get caught up in the external world, external energy. So going back to the foundations, when you feel the calling to, again, that intuitive nudge, it's such a good, I want to say like a checkpoint, a reset. It's such a good grounding moment when you can just be like, okay, you know what? I am on the right path. You know what? This did get to me a little bit, but I'm going to kind of nip it in the butt and get back on track. So I think those foundations are such a true core pillar, core values to what we do on a daily basis.
Yeah. And I think it's like also good to, you know, think of being kind of stuck, maybe necessarily isn't even, it's not the same thing as being like immobilized. It just means like you pulled off to the side of the road, or you just like stopped to figure things out, because, you know, like you mentioned before, those like positive intuitive nudges are great. Like when you're feeling in harmony and you're like, yes, like I am on the right path. Everything is lining up. I feel great. But when you don't feel like that, that's still an intuitive nudge telling you like there's a lack of harmony or there's disharmony, which is not a result of you doing anything wrong. It's just a result of you not being aware of how to resolve what's going on so that you can move forward. Absolutely. You know, if you have to stay and figure it out until you can move forward, then that's just what you have to do. And that's how you resolve that disharmony. It doesn't mean that you're totally lost in the woods.
It's just that, lost in the woods, GPS doesn't work.
So well said. Yeah, no, that's, that's.
We talk about this a lot, and we've learned this from our mentors, that literally everything you do in your life, you're going to receive feedback. And it's not even that you receive positive or negative feedback. If you can even detach from that, those labels, you have even more power under your belt, because it's not positive or negative. It just is. Mm. It's the way we feel about the feedback that we've received that makes us interpret it as positive or negative. Regardless of that, if you can look at all instances literally just as feedback, just as a result of a choice that was made, you instantly know that you have the opportunity to choose again. And you can either, if it was great feedback and you're like, oh my God, this feels so good, I know I'm going in the right direction, do more of it. And if you got feedback that kind of felt like, ooh, this is yucky, I feel like I'm pulled over on the road a little bit, maybe I have a flat tire, you know, let's check my fundamentals, my foundations, to make sure that I'm operating properly. And then take that feedback and just make a change when I make my next choice. It literally, like, it's so crazy how deeply sucked into our own journey we get that we can't even see it from that bird's eye perspective. But like, that single-handedly could be the formula to like bulldozing through life like a powerful son of a gun, honestly. And it's much easier said than done. Like, you know, I drown in my own experience, just like everybody else, and trying to stay the observer of everything. But that really can be just a powerful little switch to help you overcome challenges and make sure that you are listening to your inner guidance system before anybody else.
Yeah, I think just to add to that, sometimes literally the simplest things are the most powerful things.
It's always the simple things, but we just overcome.
We are as human beings, we get emotions involved, we get people involved, opinions involved, the shock, like, and we just, it's just a big mix up of garbage. And if you have the ability to take all that out and keep the ingredients super simple, it's always going to taste the best. You know what I mean? Life will always taste better when life is made simple.
Toodle.
Oh my gosh, that's too funny.
God. Guys, I need to be shut down.
Toodle.
All good. Oh, awesome. Yeah. But yeah, it's always comes back to going back to the basics. If things just aren't, you know, flavored properly, like, just strip it back to what you know you need to focus on first, and then just add that 1% at a time. You kind of already like somewhat answered the other question I had, but like, I was wondering if you like had maybe like examples of times that you realized that you were being motivated by maybe a need for validation, and how you pivoted to kind of like become the observer in that like situation. Like you said, it's easier said than done.
It's easier said than done.
Try to think of a good example.
I can kind of dive in. It'll be not a vague example, but I don't want to like make
this don't 9 years long out any names or anything.
It's myself. It's personally, this story could literally go on forever. So I'll summarize it, but basically growing up, and I honestly think that a lot of people go through this in high school. A lot of people feel like they need to have that external validation. And especially as a female, it's very difficult to live up to the societal expectations of this and that and whatever. So basically growing up, I seeked validation hard from anybody. I loved being, you know, the star of the show, because I needed people to be like, ooh, you did so good. And like, you needed that pat on the back to keep going kind of thing. Like that was your fuel. And that honestly manifested itself into a lot of kind of painful experiences. I won't go too deep into them. We can definitely dive deeper in another episode if we want, but it basically led to me just literally not being able to hear myself. So circling back to the very beginning of this episode, how when we seek validation, we drown out our intuition. That's exactly what happened to me. And truthfully, I got to a point, and it probably wasn't until actually COVID happened last year. Was it last year? It feels like it's been an eternity, where I realized how out of touch I was from myself. So that was kind of the turning point for me, where I realized that seeking external validation and doing things for others and really not keeping my best self in mind, like I became a shell of a human, honestly. When I realized that, and it was with the help from one of my mentors, that's when I actually started to do, I started to look at the world as I'm going to do what's best for me. And the affirmation / confirmation just came to me. Because again, like I said, it comes naturally. And now I put myself out there. I still love, you know, being in the spotlight, but it's for completely different reasons. It's because I'm actually like, I'm excited about who I am. I'm excited to share that type of excitement with other people and hopefully inspire them to be able to do the same and just to be able to share themselves authentically. So to answer your question, it was a full like transformation process from like only ever knowing validation to literally not needing any type of validation. Like, I feel like I've done a full 180, and I think that my support system provides the confirmation that makes my decisions feel really, really solid, even more solid than they normally would. Did I summarize that okay? That was
beautifully
said. That was good.
I couldn't have done that.
Chef's kiss.
Yeah, that was great. That was perfect. Yeah.
It's a full circle moment for sure. And it's
a continuous practice.
It is like it's taken me, you know, like I said, this realization happened last year, and I can confidently say that I feel like I have. I'm sure there's other little, you know, shadow pieces of me that are going to probably pop up after this episode being like, yeah, you thought you were done with this. But as a majority, like, I've literally put the work in every single day. I have gone into the deep and painful places that most people will take a really long time to go through. Like, once my heart was set on it, that was it. There was no turning back. And that's how I was able to evolve that quickly. You don't need to evolve that quickly. Just evolving literally 1% at a time
makes
a huge, huge difference. Just even being aware, to anyone listening to this, like just even being aware that, holy shit, I think I'm looking for validation, and where can I find confirmation in my life to establish trust in myself? Like, that's already a massive step. Yeah. You're like 25% of the way there. And
being able to pull yourself out of like that linear vision to then being a bird's eye view of your life and seeing, okay, am I doing this? Like, just start, I wouldn't even say having the answers, but just having the questions of like, am I doing this? Am I doing that? Is this the old pattern that keeps coming up? Like, just questioning your behaviors, your patterns. That there is so freaking powerful, because now you have a choice. Mm-hmm. Now you're aware, and now you have a choice to think differently, to act differently, to be differently for your better self, for the higher self. So Alex took a skydiving course without a parachute, and she went full-fledged and hoping she was going to land in water to save her. And she did. You know, she literally landed.
I landed on a cloud.
And made it
so real.
No.
Okay, hold on. I was like, wait a second. What are they doing in Costa Rica?
Her whole spiritual journey was literally.
Yeah, no, I got you.
Physical form. Yeah, so. It was amazing.
It was like a Jesus take the wheel type of.
It was amazing to watch her growth. It was amazing to watch her go through these, and me being aside her watching all this happening, it allowed me to ask these questions and kind of come out of it on the other side. But I think it's just as powerful as what she was saying, was if you are just even realizing, putting yourself from a linear perspective to a bird's eye view, and just start asking questions about, where am I right now? What is going on in my life? What old patterns? And, you know, insert question here. Then you have the opportunity to think, act, be different, and then act as if your higher self. But until then, you don't know what you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. That is one of the best things and most impactful things, I think, that you can just try to accept along the journey, because you'll just know when you get there, or you won't. And then you'll know. <when you get there. laughs>
I love
it. It's that simple. Like,
or you'll figure it out in the next life. Like, either way.
There'll be an opportunity. If it's meant for you, it absolutely will reveal itself to you.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
And just like, you know, something that has been coming to mind as you guys were like going over that, and how to distinguish from like that, like being in a linear way of thinking, or like elevating above and thinking about like what your higher self is actually intending for your path. And I feel like I can break it down into almost like, for me and my, one of the experiences that really like clicked for me when we talked about this was just like, even like my use of social media and stuff, and like seeking validation through that. And like, for me, it made me think of like, I was trying to impress people, and I'm like, I don't even know why, first of all, because am I even impressing myself? Like,
societal conditioning.
I even like care about, you know, that like is what made me ask those questions. Is I was like, why am I trying to impress people? And I was like basically kidding myself that I wasn't trying to do that, but that I would keep checking, like, you know, for the notifications and stuff. And I'm like, only somebody who is obsessed with impressing people does something like that, you know, like, which if that's what you want to do, go for it. But for me, that left me with like a really empty feeling. So that's how I knew, like, this is not how I should be putting my energy to its best use. I need to be thinking, asking myself questions about like, what do I actually find impressive, and how can I become that? And along the way of like, that's what led me to get the RV. Basically, I was like, I really want to do that. And I'm really impressed when I see like other people just going for it. And so I'm just going to go for it. And like, yeah, that has obviously been like a huge goal that I'm still working on, but have received so much, I think, confirmation / affirmation along the way that that was definitely something I was right meant to do.
Love it.
I agree.
Yeah. So
social media can very easily and very quickly become something, I'm just going to use the word yucky again. I think I use that word a lot, but it can very easily feel yucky. And honestly, I think we've all been there where our social media consumption or our use or what we're putting out starts to feel a little yucky. And that's literally like the telltale sign of like, who are you doing this for? Why do you feel like, you know, if you're someone who literally loves pumping out content, you thrive off of that, you thoroughly enjoy it, you light up when you post it, do it. If you're someone who you do that and you feel stressed by it, overwhelmed, checking the metrics, just like, you know, analytics galore, trying to like, you know, feed your soul with something, but it still feels yucky, like that's a massive sign and signal. And like, social media is meant to be something for you. It's meant to literally be the way that you want to present yourself to the world and how you want to represent yourself. You shouldn't leave it up to, it's so much easier said than done, as always, I know this, but you shouldn't leave it up to other people of how you want to be represented or how you want to be perceived. And I think that the moment we can make that switch in our social media, and A, if you don't even like social media, don't do it. If you love social media, but you know that it needs to change, the way you're using it needs to change, change it so that it feels good for you. When I used to be a hairdresser, I, you know, took every Instagram algorithm course, and I listened to all the podcasts on, I read the articles on how to hack the algorithm, blah, 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 blah. You name it, I did it. I was posting 3 times a day. I literally wanted to poke my eye out because I was fed this lie that I had to do all of this, otherwise I would never be seen, I would never get brand deals, I would never get visibility, et cetera. And it was so painful. And I honestly think that's part of the reason that I drove myself out of the industry. So now coming into a personal platform, or even with The Missing Link, with Shuffle Shred, any of my other platforms, I think that I literally just want to share for the authentic reason of sharing. I get so excited about something that I've created, something that I've done, a moment I want to celebrate, and I want to share that because it feels good to me on my terms, whatever. And literally that type of authenticity is going to take you so much further, and you're actually going to be able to connect with people on such a deeper level that way. Even if you post one time a week, who cares? Mm-hmm. If you love the post you're posting one time a week, go for it. There's no, like, you don't have to follow anybody's rules. The moment you do what feels good for you, it's going to feel good for everyone else. And you're literally going to attract the coolest people to follow you, make the coolest connections, build your business organically. Like, it all just fully comes together. And nothing feels superficial. Nothing feels forced. It's literally just like confirmation, you know? Not validation. Exactly. Yeah. Bringing it all back. Like, that's what the rant was for. It was like, you don't need to do anything just to receive others' validation. As soon as you do things that are intuitively like aligned with you, you will get that confirmation, and you will make those honest connections with people. And that's ultimately what we crave.
Yeah. And I totally resonate with that, because I still get things like advertised to me saying like, if you want to like, you know, work with the algorithm, you need to be like posting 3 times a day and like bullshit like that. And I mean, like, I'm sure it works for whoever, if like you said, if that lights you up and that like is exciting for you, then like
go for it.
That's like
the capacity to do that, like,
that could align you with some really cool shit that is like meant for you, you know. But if it's like really draining, I had to like kind of realize, you know, like, I'm actually more envious of the people who like don't need to post every single day, 3 times a day. Like, and I was like, I'm just gonna do that. And I'm just gonna stop posting every day, or like even every week. And I've gone down to like once a month in the past few months, I've like posted on Instagram, and like, I just don't think about it anymore. I'm at that point. And I'm like, this is a lot less stressful. Like, this feels a lot better. And I'm putting my time and energy into like so many other things without even like having it feel like work. And I feel like that itself, being aware of that and being able to observe that, you know, is from a non-linear perspective, is in itself confirmation. So
totally. The fact that you feel so much better, like, that is the confirmation you were never looking for, but the confirmation that you're receiving. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
And and more so than anything, it's what you feel. Mm-hmm. Like, it's that whole, I feel full, my cup is full energetically, I'm aligned, I feel in harmony. Like, all those feelings is confirmation for those people listening. Like, it's not so much like, you know,
it doesn't even
a testimonial
to be.
Or
yeah,
whatever.
It doesn't even need to be an external source.
No,
it's like the sky opens up and like Mufasa starts speaking to you.
Talking to you. Yeah.
Like,
Aaron, what you see is your kingdom. None of that.
If anyone needs AJ to come and speak out of the sky, he is available for rent. You need that. That's too funny. Dang, I completely agree, though. Love it.
No, that's I think it's all perfectly said.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was great. I feel like I really touched on everything that I had in my notes, unless there's anything else you guys wanted to mention or touch on.
I feel good.
No, I
feel like we took enough side roads and led back to the main road multiple times during this journey, but it was perfect. Everything was in perfect timing.
I do want to say, just ultimately, if you are looking to, you know, if you are one after this podcast, you notice yourself seeking validation over confirmation or affirmation, I would just say, ask yourself a couple of questions. You know, what is it that you are seeking, and you know, why are you seeking out versus seeking in? And then that should be your starting point, your ground zero, to then move forward, look forward to then, you know, looking at your higher self as to what it is that you want for yourself. So you're no longer seeking out, but you're now seeking in and have confidence in what it is that you want to do. So if that's something that you do, then yeah, that's a good starting point. Just, you know, question yourself, take yourself from a linear perspective, put a bird's eye view on it and look at your life.
Go from there.
Yeah. Impress yourself instead of others.
Mm-hmm. And totally. The confirmation others will be impressed will that you're impressed at yourself. Yeah,
exactly.
People will be excited that you're doing things for yourself and they'll choose to do the same.
I know it's hard to believe that, but that's,
I know,
comes as a result of you going for it. You know, you have to actually go totally. For it, get to the signs, you know.
I honestly think that this connection right here between the three of us is something that is a full, like, that's full proof of that. You are doing that for yourself. We are individually doing that for ourselves. And to some degree, our paths have crossed as a result of that. We would literally not be where we are right now if that wasn't the case. So
true that.
It's true. It does. It works. I promise. It's not witchcraft. This is like legit.
Yeah. And that's such a good point though, too, because like, I feel like people are often like seeking validation because they really just want like connection, you know, totally. And yes. It's like, you're going to have the most valuable and like authentic connections if you are just in tune with yourself and you are just able to focus on that foundational stuff, that simple stuff first. And then, you know, everyone Absolutely. Else just kind of adds the flavor to your life in the ways that you want.
Yeah. I love it. Beautifully said.
Well, yeah. Oh my gosh. I feel like we covered a lot. We could go on and talk for another probably 20 minutes, but I feel pretty good. If you guys feel good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure great. I will have more topics in the future to pick your brain about if you're open to that. So
we are open and ready.
Our door is always open.
Yes.
You know where to find us.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much again for being here and chatting with me and just opening up your minds for the podcast. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, although I could, you know, obviously talk your ears off trying. So
we love it. Thank you. We appreciate yes, you the invite amazing. Time and time again. Mm-hmm. And it's always good to just regroup and be able to have these moments and share with other people.
Yes, absolutely. So thank you guys as well for listening out there. And if you still have not listened to the previous episode with Alex and AJ, go ahead and listen to that, check it out, and stay tuned for what will be coming next. All right. Thank you guys.
See ya. Bye.